Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Greetings, each and every last one of you in the blessed, precious, sweet and strong. The mighty name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm here tonight, joined with my faithful sidekick. We joined together like Long Ranger and Tonto.
Hallelujah.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Starsky and Hutch. Miami Vice. Dukes of Hazzard. What do you want to call it? We've been joined at the hip for a long time. Long time. And we here. How you doing, T. Shane?
Blessed and encouraged.
All right. We, well, that sure is nice when it's cold, isn't it? We, are glad and happy to be in the land of the living. You glad and happy to be in the land of the living, my brother?
Yes, sir.
We're in the land of the living. And, we're glad each and every last one of you are here tonight. There's a lot going on today in the ministry. We got quite a few people. Who is that?
This is Carol.
We got quite a few people. We have a lot of influx today. You got some, what do they call that? Tapatio? What is this guy at? Bring him here for a second. He didn't make a debut. People want to see him for a second. Yeah, bring him on in here for a second. We'll let his car bring a little debut here. A few people ask me about where he at, but if y'all watch, if y'all on Patreon, you can see him. Monkey bastard! Bless you too, my brother. My faithful Israelite brother, bless you too. All right. Here he is. It's the Hiskiah. The Hiskiah. Look, Hiskiah, you on the broadcast. Look.
In
look,
color.
Right there.
Right there.
This guy, look. Say shalom. You gonna wave at the people? This guy is 13 months, and boy, is this boy something else. Man, he's something else. He is something else. His personality and discernment and everything setting in big time. His mom tried to give him some Pedialyte, right? He looked at the bottle, and he goes, mm-mm, and kindly gave it back, no fuss, nothing. So we went in, I got him a juice bottle. He drinks, he gets his apple juice, you know, this organic apple juice. We put about that much juice and that much water. And then while his mom was in there changing, he just got to wave this guy, say hi. Wave it, everybody. Wave. You've been lazy, ain't you? Boy, anyway, I come back in and give him the juice bottle. He's laying down. You know what he did? He looked at the bottle, then put it in his mouth. He is waving now. You see that? He gave a little wave. Hallelujah. So this is the Hiskiah, 13 months. Look at it. He all there too, boy.
Yeah.
All 27.2 pounds. He feels like 80.2 pounds. Hallelujah. All right. Say shalom.
Wave.
Say shalom. You finished? He's waving. He's seeing a little bit of hand. All right. See you later, dude. Bless you. He wants to stay with me. He loves his daddy. He follows me everywhere. Today I was going out the door, and he knew I was going out the door. Mind you, 13 months. He grabs. He runs over to the door and grabs his shoe. Holds it up to me. Say, yeah. Anyway, bless y'all. I'm in more than courage and died in a good matter. Thank y'all for being here tonight. Hope that we can be able to feed the hungry soul. Brother Mike, bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Looks like we're setting up teaching for a lot of weddings next year. Looks like it's going to be that way. That's pretty good. Man, but we're here. Let me get a promo code, A2, right?
It should be, yes. It should have 641 on it.
641?
Yeah, within the title.
Mm-mm. So I got to go down. You got to move it to the top. Where?
They moved it again.
I don't see no. I see 8-2, man.
1-2
problem
again? No.
That's it, far as that goes.
It has 641 in the description.
Now, let somebody change that description. There it is.
Okay.
See, what we need to do is do this.
It moves it, though, every time. Long talk, isn't it?
And then we'll move this bone up here. I don't want to scare people with rule of the universe. All right, let's give y'all a station break, and we'll be right back. Bless you, Brother Eric. Hallelujah. All the saints up there, don't want to remind me, let me talk about the communities, okay, after we get past this break right here.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letter C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com.
I really want one more thing. Good.
It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, shalom, the King is coming. Well, yeah, please. You know, we, here in the ministry, I've literally got people beating down the doors. Now listen, and I'm going to say this. It's easy to become a part of this ministry.
True.
In case you don't know how, I'm going to lay it out to you. First of all, number one, we're not a church. What we are is an assembly. That's more concrete. When you think about church, you think about a brick and mortar building. Now, in the purest sense, we are the church. We're the ecclesia. We're the set out, set apart, called out.
Yes.
But the way you do it is if you are near one of our home fellowships or one of our communities, get in contact with the main hub here in Tennessee. Elder Doug, myself, or somebody will direct you. Now, Elder Doug is overwhelmed with calls. And sometimes there's a backlog. He does return calls. Sometimes you may not check your messages or whatever it is, that the elder does be laboring in the vineyard to try to make sure that you are accommodated whenever you have a request of the ministry. First thing you do is you get to a home fellowship, you get to a community, if you're close to one of them, wherever the Most High Yah leads you. You make yourself known. If you spoke with Elder Doug, let him know. You spoke with myself, let him know. Or you heard about the ministry and you wanted to come to the fellowship, home fellowship. If you show up there, you're going to be vetted. We do things in a security-minded mindset. Just here, it wasn't even a week ago, they had a gunman come down in Nashville, Tennessee, at Pentecostal Church, walk up into the pulpit, hold his gun up in the air, told everybody to get down, but the pastor went and tackled him. He just had me sitting behind the tackle. And he held him down until the cops, you know, got there. He's fortunate. And, of course, that's Christianity, though. He still got his life. Because if something like that happened straightway, he'd be past dead. They wouldn't even be able to identify his body. He would be spaghetti. He mixed me. He looked like he done went through the grinder. That's what it would look like here. And then we would ask his family to come and clean up the blood and the residue off our carpets. We're just wired a little bit different. We're a whole lot more sober-minded than the world that we live in. Teacher Sanger, remember this? I remember when we first started this, we took all the resources and everybody was calling us every name under the sun. Cult, fanatics, you know, all kind of stuff. Nobody's saying that today. As a matter of fact, the very opposite is taking place. People are trying to get Pastor Dow to come to their assemblies to teach church security. They're trying to get us to come to their assemblies and to teach them, you know, how to do and how to live certain things. We got people now that they're getting a message and they understand that they need to forsake all. And people are getting the message that they don't want to be around natural family. And I've been talked about this hard, about this left and right. You know, the book says you must be born again. And Yah's family and your family is two different people.
Yes.
They may be your family, but they ain't Yah's family. And we're watching people all of a sudden at this late hour waking up. And, of course, the book does talk about the last hour laborers. It gives us a good analogy with the five wise and the five foolish. And then it also gives us the account of the talents. And we can go on and on and on. Some are going to be wise, some are not. We jump in thoughts here for a second. Straightway Goshen. Yeah, is we thought that they were in a race with us, but they're close, though. They're giving a valiant effort. They really, truly are. They are killing those deer. They getting them. I think they got 8 or 9 of them now. That is good. All praise to the Most High Yah for Straightway Ghost.
Yes.
Y'all brothers doing a damn good job.
Amen.
I promise you one thing, me and Teach are definitely proud of you.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Daniel said, I don't think we're going to catch y'all there straightway. Well, it has nothing to do with really catching. It has to do with you going out and being a doer.
Yes.
In other words, I tell you, I feel so sad. Even though we have communities within 5 or 6 hours of each other, what if they shut down the roads? We can't take a deer, my bicycle, tricycle or mule to get it to you. You brothers got to learn the skill set of being able to learn how to hunt in your own areas. And I know, well, we ain't got time. No, you got time.
Yes.
You just don't have a will.
Yes, true.
That's what it is. And it's just like me. I try to talk till I'm blue in the face, man. You know, it'd be one thing if I would get on this thing and I would talk to people. If I didn't do it myself, then I would be a hypocrite. The book says I would be a castaway.
Yes.
Would I not be a castaway? But Pastor Dowell done killed deer, done killed turkey, done did all this stuff. Elder Doug is the expert, the expert hunter. And we've had classes where he literally bent over backwards to give y'all the natural understanding of the order of deer, the way they behave, their natural habitation, what food plots to set out, what tracking, and how to zero your weapon, and what weapons to get. Elder Doug is just like with Frogman and Ranger. Man, we have skill sets in this ministry that are more than willing to teach you. But some of y'all, I feel sorry for y'all sisters at these places because y'all gonna starve. Because your men, they don't know how to hunt. They don't know how to trap. They don't know how to fish. They don't know nothing. Ain't trying to either. Well, we ain't got time. I promise you one thing.
Yeah.
I guarantee you got more time on your hand than I do. The problem is will.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Very good.
It's
very
will.
Good. Yes.
Will.
Hit the nail on the head, yeah.
I told all the same too, you know, besides the you see my little calendar right here spread out, but my calendar, what's going on is everything is spread out now within a few weeks. You know what I mean? I'm here for a week and a half, I'm gone. For a week, I'm here for a week and a half, I'm gone 4 days. I'm here for another week and a half, I'm gone. You know what I mean? So it looks like it's not nothing, but you look at them things, man, that's something. So you think about this and you look at this, what's going on in the day and the time and hour we're living in right now. It's sad. It's sad that many of you, I don't know if you're waiting for a ship to come in, if you're waiting for the government to bring you some deer and some cheese, government cheese with the deer. And I mean, if you notice, there used to be, you remember that one time to teach that we got, listen to me, I want y'all to listen to me very closely. In one year, about 20 years ago, Straightway got 70 deer. 70 deer in 1 year. Did y'all hear what I said? Did y'all hear me? 70. Now, how they came was, is we had Phil, he owned a taxidermy up here. And with people back then, the only thing they wanted was the antlers and the head. So these gun bunnies running were killing deer all over the place. And they were killing them left and right, and they just give them and leave them at the taxidermy. It was cold. They would pick up the phone, call us. Sometimes at 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, us brothers would jump in them trucks. I would tear out here. Teacher Shane would tear out here. We would load up them deer with it. We would hang them things up overnight. You ain't got to worry about it. It's too cold out here, predators and stuff. Yeah. But with the majority of those deer we got, they here all because people would kill them and not want them.
True.
Guess how many taxidermists are calling us now? Zero. Ain't nobody letting deer go by now.
No.
If they kill it, it's going home and it's going in their freezer.
Yes.
Why? Look at meat prices.
Yes.
Look at the inflation that's going on right now. Folks ain't trying to go out here and buy this GMO-modified meat.
No.
They're going out here hunting this deer. They're field dressing it, quartering it, and they're taking it off. I can't remember the last time a taxidermy ever called us and told us, come get a deer.
Yeah.
But boy, 20 years ago, 18 years ago, man, me and a brother, man, we was on duty. That phone would ring off the hook and we would be out of here. And that's including Elder Doug killing up everything. We had so much deer. Now everybody's keeping everything. Sorry, sisters. I really truly feel sorry for y'all. Because the men that y'all got in front of y'all now, they ain't trying to learn no skill set. They're not trying to learn no bushcraft. In any kind of way, shape, fashion, form, too inconvenient for them. So they ain't trying to learn how to hunt turkey, deer. They ain't trying to learn how to do none of that. But I know one thing, Daniel, Rob, Mathis, and all them up there, boy, they killing. That's why I keep posting it on Facebook. I mean, on a Patreon. And one day, down here, old JC, man, he got a big buck. Elder Doug killed two, brother Brick killed one, and next day, brother Scott got another one, and shoot. I thank the Father for it, because why? I ain't got to be out there now. I'm out there doing other things,
yes.
Like buying the crap out of building materials to keep them, keep going.
Yes.
You got enough on your head fixing every damn thing we break. We have a well-oiled machine, but I'm telling you, I feel sorry for you women out there. I do. Because y'all going to be sitting up there, and y'all barely going to hit y'all spine because your men ain't trying to learn none of this. They're not trying to. All I can do is pray for you. I'll send up a prayer for you. That's what I'll do. I feel sorry for you. But here, straightway, we're going to eat. I don't care what the world is doing, what the economy is doing, we're going to eat. We will eat. Yeah, we will. We will eat good. That's a fact. That's really good. Why doing that? Well. But. We're going to get in here real good tonight. I do feel sorry for you. I do. I hope everybody's taking heed. You remember we put out that video about food stores, right?
Yes.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, my son coming. He was coming too, boy. He loved his daddy. But we've been talking about food storage. Listen, I've been looking at plans. You know, we have a cellar, a little small one right here, but I've been looking at plans of digging a cellar about 12 feet in the ground to make sure that it's the climate. Yeah. And so we can store our food there. You know, we have to build it in a step down, you know what I mean? And we have to build a concrete roof over top of it, maybe a concrete roof about 8, 10 inches thick. We'll have a lot of rebar. But we ain't playing around. When I keep talking to y'all about what's going on in this world, it's happening. It's happening right before our very eyes. Did you see that video I did about lab meat?
Yeah. I watched it before. Use it, sorry.
Lab meat. How you know we're not eating lab meat now?
Frankenfood. That's
what they call it. Somebody said, what I'm eating. And you won't believe what I'm eating. That's why I'm saying this is good. Sister Summer. Made, I know y'all gonna find this hard to believe, but it's the truth. Look at it right here. She made cheese, burger, egg rolls. I know. I'm gonna get some of you religious folks. You should not seed the milk of a calf. Listen, y'all don't understand what that means. I'm serious. Yeah, I may hit that one day, okay? That's another thing we need to cover. I can tell you one thing. We probably done covered. All you got to do is do your due diligence. We can't write a newsletter. I haven't wrote a newsletter in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
One reason why I ain't been writing newsletters, because I've been busy writing exemption letters from vaccines, religious exemptions. Please check this out. Who has somebody left the ministry? Right?
Yeah.
A sister left the ministry. She's apparently going to go out and sow a wild oats with D. Jerry. Well, anyway, she ended up married to somebody else other than D. Jerry. She had a nerve to get in touch with Pastor Corey and ask if she can get a religious exemption letter. Can you believe that? You people out there, you own stuff that's past opioids. Fentanyl ain't got nothing on some of the drugs that y'all own out there.
Wow.
Books say they went out from us because they were not us. If they were us, no doubt they would have continued with us.
Yeah.
But they went out, so they all be made manifested. They were not all of us. Yeah. Sound like a bunch of devils talking on. We all know about that jackleg Elder Austin. Took advantage of God's pastor with blood, sweat, and tears, time, energy, effort, money, resources. Basically stole y'all's land. Somebody asked me, what are you going to do about it? I said, let me have it. It ain't going to happen like that again, though. And you know what? That land will never prosper. They even still got our mobile trailer down there. Our command center that we used to sleep in when we go to, we take it with us when we go to build people. We lost more than that. We lost land. We done put about, what, $70,000 in that place? 5 acres, $70,000 worth of man. We done put, we even lost our travel, our trailer, our command center, and me and the brothers would go and sleep in. We lost that too. But, you know what? The most I give, the most I take it away, right? Blessed be the name of Yah. We ain't even, what, didn't that happen? Did that happen this year? Or was it last year? When Elder Austin, prideful ass, decided to rise up and kick the traces and try to be deceitful. Passover, when was it? Somebody let me know.
It was earlier this year.
Watch this.
It's been consecutive few years before this.
Yeah, he's been declining, but we're talking about when he really, truly stepped over the line.
I think this year.
Mama is this year. Mama went after two. Check this out. Just this week, we just bought another 6 acres of land to add up there to Straightway to Kentucky East. They're sitting at 91 acres now. This year, 91 acres. And watch this. We just purchased 20 acres in Alabama. Elder Rufus, Brother Martin, all them been working every year and all. We got a home on. We already done secured a huge double wide trailer. Bought it. Lock, stock, and barrel. Cash. It's already being surveyed right now to make sure we know our boundaries and everything. Brother Brick Craco is already to move his loader dozer. He's looking for right now for somebody to take his loader dozer and put it down there because in January, we're going to have a contingency plan from 3 or 4 different communities where we're going to go down there for at least a couple of weeks and work our ever-loving Israelites' ass off to get that community up and going. That was 5 acres. The Most High Yah already didn't give us 30 acres, 25 acres. Paid for with righteous saints. And that's not including Brother Rashawn and him, Brother Will and him. We got one, two, Rashawn, Will, Brother Chris, Brother Delano and Elder Donnie, Elder Mitch and him. We got 5 communities in Kentucky alone. 5. Brother Chris has been up there running a dozer on one of those communities for this week. And he owns a business in Kentucky. He owns his own store. Getting the dirt work done. This is how Straightway rolls. See, all this is going on behind the scenes, nobody knows. Straightway Gulfson is getting ready. They're setting things up. They're getting ready to move a couple of double wires on the other end of the land right there to move some saints in there. They're going to be in there before the end of this year's up. Yeah. Because Jonathan and all them, El Rufus and them, all them people up there, Jonathan and them, help get this thing rolling, brother. Y'all missing the boat. Y'all missing Noah's Ark. Y'all missing it. Missing it. And we're building here Straightway, and we're spread thin. We're spread thinner than water. And yet we're still getting it done. I got another family that just joined up with the Mississippi Saints down there. And they come in, want to give all. All, forsake all, give all. I got other families. It's unbelievable what's taking place, what y'all doing. Unbelievable. We know it's time. Right now, we're at 9. Right now, we're sitting at 12 communities embarking on 13 viable communities. I ain't say homestead. I say communities. We're sitting right at 13. Getting ready to be on 13. Saints, boots on the ground, living there. Happy, contented. Learn how to not live like the heathens.
Key.
Tell me.
Yes.
One heart, one mind, one soul, one spirit.
One.
And I'm telling y'all, don't y'all let these heathens come knocking at y'all door when the balloon goes up.
True.
I've been talking about it. All these videos have been talking about it.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's a heightened sense of selfishness.
Yes.
When you got people that don't want to prepare and they want you to make a way for them, and they've done nothing, they got no teeth in the game, and they want you to give up what you got. That ain't the Most High Yah.
No, we ain't going to earn our labors.
No. They ain't. Y'all people better read y'all Bible.
Yeah.
You better read it. We're people of the book, and we don't function like that. Oh, we benevolent. We benevolent towards Israel.
Yeah.
Obedient Israel.
Yeah.
Why except one up in Canada? We got a community up there in Canada. Steve, Brother Steve and Sister Winter, waterfront property. All we need is somebody that's going to be faithful to the Most High Yah. See, the problem with me and you out there is that you got too many bridges that you still got access to. Too many of them. We done burned every bridge, and we're doing fine, too. I got people contacting me left and right all over the place. And mind you, I ain't even mentioned about the other three or four communities. Oh, bless you, monkey bastard. He said $100 for cement fund for pastor's house. Man, that almost take care of 1 yard of concrete, and it's much appreciated. Because, boy, we start getting up to 60, 70, 80 yards, man, every bit helps, don't it? And we talking about, man, we talking about probably about 180 yards of concrete a month more.
Without the footer, right?
Oh, man, we talking about 250 yards of concrete, brother.
The footer?
Yeah. I guarantee, let me see the footer. Let me see, that'd be about 20, that'd be about 50. Walls, another 50. Good God, man. We're probably looking at I know, probably maybe 250 yards concrete. That's a big old, that's big, that's huge. Appreciate it, Israel. And this home right here that I'm living in. See this block right here? I laid almost every single one of them with these hands right here. Had this brother right here and the other brothers, when they get out, they would help frame up these walls and on the inside, frame up this roof, do all this stuff right here. This is about a 2,300 square foot home. You know, I've been living here for, in this home, this house right here on the land. Been on land 24 years. Been in his home maybe, what, 14, 10, 12, 14, somewhere along there? 14 years? Something like that in this home.
Yeah.
All right? I'm going to give this to another family. We're going to remodel all these interior walls to fit their needs. Yeah. When I get finished with it all, y'all brought it straight where you probably never see a trailer down at the bottom. You never see no trailer on the land. That ain't the way it started, though. That was ain't the way it started. What the hell are you still doing in New York? You done lost your senses? Anyway, I'm not even going to get distracted on that. I'm not going to get distracted on that, man.
Hold the course.
I'm going to toe the line. I'm going to toe the line for them. It just don't make no sense. What's the problem today? You know, we're right at 200,000 subscribers. If YouTube didn't put the brakes on me, pump the brakes and everything else, we should have been at 450,000 subscribers. I had some people keeping up with the analytics. I showed my side the other day. A lot of people can't believe it. Matter of fact, I'm going to pull this down here for a second, see if I can pull it up. Just to show you. I'm going to show you first, then I'm going to show them. Because a lot of people don't believe it. They think I'm going to be talking out the side of my neck, Teach. Wait till you see this. Look at this. Here you go. Watch time from subscribers. People that are not subscribed as opposed to people who are subscribed. You see right there, not subscribed, subscribed. You see it? You see it?
Wow, it's overtaken.
So, not subscribed, what's the percentage, Teach?
51.9%.
And the people that are subscribed?
48.1%.
I told y'all, the majority of the people that watch this channel are not even subscribed to it. Go figure that. They're not subscribed. They do not get any notifications. No telling how many times in a day they check to see if I posted something. But they're there.
Oh, yeah.
And my demographics is going to change. It's now, I now have 33% females that are watching the channel. You remember it used to be 19 to 20%? I now have 33%.
Yeah.
And 60%, 66% males. Wow! Man, some women are trying to save themselves, ain't they?
Oh, yeah,
they're hearing. So, Pastor, I'm seeking some of your knowledge for a contingency plan. I'm 25 years old, planning to get a construction trade and get out of small debt. You have anybody? Keep doing what you're doing right now. Learn what you can. You see, you don't never know. And if you can possible, you're going to take care of yourself a little bit, but try to move around a home fellowship or a community so we can discern your spirit and your character. That's the reason why we tell people to do that.
Yes.
Because, I'm not going to blow no smoke. We're going to give you the skinny straight up. It's not, you know, we've been wired after the manners of the Gentiles.
Truth.
Is that good to teach? And our mindset thinks a certain way.
Truth.
And if you're not accustomed to living around people, being reproved and rebuked and corrected, it's not an American way. That's why we ask you to move around and see if you can handle it. Because it will happen.
Yes.
As somebody said, just realize that YouTube recently unsubscribed me from your channel. Yeah, they do stuff like that, but you have to keep due diligence. Whenever I make a video, it's important that you hit the like button. It's important that you tell others about the channel. I told y'all, y'all got permission. Put it on comments, post it on Facebook, do all that stuff.
Because
the devil is a lie. But man, I can't say enough, Teach. I know one thing is becoming a present reality of that scripture says, with food and raiment, be content. With food and raiment, be content. Hey, going down straightway to Georgia, fellowship with Elder Rupert. Hey, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you remember that when you have to get in your ass. Remember that, though.
Come on. He's going to love you.
Say again, Teach.
He will love you.
And charity suffereth long. And open rebuke is better than secret love. Most of you don't even know how to be loved. Because you come around us, I'm telling you, you're gonna be set on straight street. I don't even know why you're still in Southern California. How many years have been hard to get out of California?
Oh.
Why in the hell would you want to stay in California? It makes no sense whatsoever at all.
Yeah.
Come on, Saints, let's get the likes up. Y'all hit the like button. Come on, please hit the like button. But hey, we're in the land of the living. And we're doing just right. Doing pretty good. According to the favor of the Most High Yah, we are. We just moving and shaking, staying in our lane, mind our own business, and about the work of the kingdom. But, however, I do have something I need to talk about tonight. I can't believe it. All right, so many people, man. You know, go to that page right there and look at Hebrews 6, verse 1. Hebrews 6, verse 1 and 2. Victor A. sends an offer. Thank y'all by Cash App and PayPal. It's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Wicked Days, and what's to be done about them? I wouldn't go out there and get caught up in that mess. They still going to have sales, but why go on them days and get out there and caught up in that hustle and bustle? Don't that make sense, Teach?
Mm-hmm.
I seek to get strengthened from the elder and shed the behavior of the Gentile program. And hey, brother, I promise you go around the Elder Rufus, man, you're around the right one.
Yes.
I promise you that. You're around the right one.
Yes.
But remember humility. You know, before we go there, Teach, I ain't got that on. You got the Bible. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's give y'all a principle, okay? All right? Well, we got quite a few people that live in the Murfreesboro area that come out here for Shabbat service. I mean, if you're within an hour of a community or home fellowship, there's no reason why you shouldn't come to Shabbat service. If you are over an hour from any of our communities or home fellowships, then what you want to do is consider coming every other weekend. Once you become a community, you don't need to come to another community because you are a community. Does that make sense? Once you're a home fellowship, I mean, they just do that for strength up here.
Yeah.
But you can go up to 3 weeks without coming if you want to. Because you already got, what, 10, 15 people there already? They ain't no need it. You see these gas prices lately?
Yes.
Ain't no need to spend all that money on no gas giving it to the government. Listen. If you're within an hour of a community or fellowship, you should be there pretty much almost every weekend. But if you're over an hour, like an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, don't sit up there. You can't even enjoy the Shabbat. You can't even rest. If you're on the road, 3, 4 hours on a weekend. Come on, saints. Come on. That's one reason why we moved on this community. Well, we're not able to fulfill the scripture. Pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. We ain't got to worry about it. And many people was wondering, what is a Sabbath day's journey? Well, to us, it's just walking to the top of the hill. Before we had that tabernacle, to us, it was just walking right across, just right on the same land, right down the road.
Yes.
We didn't have to start on no vehicles. For all you who are legalistic and wonder if starting a fire is combustible gas.
Getting in a fire. Huh?
Yeah. It was all religious, legal stuff. We were here all our land. Y'all people need to stop this, man. See, I'm just a nonsensical point of view. It's a crazy. 1 Peter 5:5, come on.
Likewise.
Listen real quick.
You younger.
So somebody is younger. Listen, you can still be young and still have a bunch of this because you're brand new in the faith. Isn't that right?
True.
Come on.
Submit.
Do what?
Submit.
What's that word again?
Submit.
So you younger people do what?
Submit.
That boy, that's a cuss word in this generation, isn't it? Submit what?
Yourself.
Unto what?
Unto the elder.
Isn't that amazing? So you young, submit to the elders. Read on.
Yeah. All of you.
Elders and you younger and everybody in between, what we need to do?
Be subject.
Be what?
Subject.
Come on.
One to another.
That don't mean with some of you twisted mindsets that the elder is going to be subject to you in direction and understanding. What that means is you have an open ear as family. More clement. That monkey bastard bless his heart. Come on.
And be clothed with humility.
Well, we seem to be running short on a lot of that nowadays, don't we?
I mean.
And be clothed with humility because what does y'all do?
Y'all resist the proud.
But.
And he gives grace.
He gives grace, what is commonly called favor.
To the humble.
And that's what most people don't have today. They're topped off with pride, malice, dissension, discord, division. You know, sir, we can't have that. We cannot have that. And now, we're entering into the time now in the family courts and nobody's going to help you because, I mean, look what the Biden administration done. They've all but destroyed America.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Better take heed of wise counsel. Hey, Summer, you or Carol, now somebody come in here and top us off right, okay? All right. So we're going to get busy with the order of business here today, all right? Lines then to be on tonight. Glory to the King. And some of you women out there, you really truly need to learn. You need to learn how to motivate your men. Because your belly is at stake. Your children's belly is at stake. You know, that's a way that a woman can speak to a man, inspire him to get off his lazy ass and go do something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like us, we self-prime, self-motivated. We don't need nobody to motivate us. We're already there. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But some people need a little bit more. Nah, I'm good on that. They would need a little bit more prompting. Rodney, don't worry about books. Listen to me, Rodney, serving them. Yeah, listen to me. The book teaches us that faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
Hearing. And hearing come by what?
The word of Yah.
The word of Yah. And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So don't be worried about books. Matter of fact, beware of many books.
Yes.
There's no end. We had a life here that had many books.
Yes.
Gave me the majority of how he left his stuff. And look what good has done him. Ain't done a damn good for him. I mean, he's out there in the world doing whatever he wants, but hey, he ain't serving y'all. Off the trip out this best. Let me see, you raised in this, and then you go to the world. They ain't no different than the children of Israel being warned about the Canaanites.
Yes.
And being told, listen, when you go into these people's land, do not do out their manners or their ways. And do not worship their mighty ones. And don't do it. But that's the same thing that's going on today. It's just in a different time. Same thing, though.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun.
It's another thing if people are coming to this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? From the world and into this, like we did.
Yes.
But to grow up into this and then leave it, man, it'd be better for you to not have known the way than to have known it and turned from it. Well, I guess it's written, the dog has done returned to his vomit and a sow is washed to a water and in the mire, then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, here we are in Operating 6:1, Hebrews 6:1. Here we go. We got to visit this for a second. It's kind of hard to believe that people want to take us on the chin about baptism.
Immersion?
Listen, we've been done left off of the doctrines of baptisms and laying on of hands, and we're way on down the line now. See, that stuff may be important to some of you novices coming in, which you should be submitting and listening to the order that y'all has established. But, man, what does Hebrews 6, 1 and 2 teach? Read it real quick.
Therefore.
What we do?
Leaving.
Whoa. Stay there.
Leave.
Park.
Leave.
Put up a sign.
Leaving.
Leaving. The what?
The principles.
The principles.
Basics.
Yeah, the basics.
Yeah.
Of the doctrine of Messiah.
Uh-huh.
Let us go unto perfection.
Let us go on to what?
Perfection.
See, we don't even talk about baptisms around here no more because it's just something that we just do.
Yes.
Well, I mean, when we were novices, man, we would use that, man, well, I wouldn't debate anybody on baptism. And man, what purpose is it? What end is it?
True.
Come on.
Not laying again.
Wait a minute. So we're going to leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. In other words, what it's basically saying, let me translate. The foundation has already been laid. The die has already been cast. It's sure. It's true. It's going to stand. So when they leave, it doesn't mean forsake.
True.
That's just King James translation. All right, come on.
Let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance.
I mean, Terry, we're on deeper levels of repentance now. I mean, we can give you the cliff notes of repentance coming on in, but we're way past that. Come on.
From dead works.
Uh-huh.
And of faith toward Yah.
Come on.
Of the doctrine of baptism.
That means that was a very elementary work from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We got clear understanding of that. Come on.
And of laying on of hands.
And
of resurrection of the dead.
And
of eternal judgment.
There is a whole lot more other things that we could be talking about than staying here on these very principles, these very first things, these very foundations, these very basics of the doctrine of Messiah. The book is charging us to go on to perfection.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Sure, yes.
And you mean to tell me that we got to turn around and visit something like this? Ain't no big deal to us, I promise you. No big deal. It's just troubling. Because it ain't like that we don't have a website. We don't have archives, a plethora of information out there. We have Blog Talk Radio with all kind of teachings and everything. If you really, truly want to know the truth straightway, it's there. I guarantee you one thing. I guarantee your pastor or your theologian or your family church pastor or elder, I guarantee you they don't want no part straightway. In any way, shape, fashion, or form. Why would somebody want to debate us when all it's going to do is shame them? I mean, next week. Are you serious? The world's getting ready to celebrate in America, Thanksgiving. You gotta be shitting me. Mm-hmm. You should have been done left that mess alone.
Yes.
I mean, that's just basic truths. No lies of the truth. And no truth is of a lie.
True.
Do we have to tell y'all that there's no such thing as Santa Claus? You gotta be kidding me, right? Oh, it's for the children. It's still a lie.
Definitely.
It's even more so of a lie when you try to put the Bible to it, a fairy tale, and try to twist it and warp it and make you think that Jesus got something to do with Christmas. Jesus ain't got a damn thing to do with Christmas. He got everything to do with his feast days. You ain't gonna buy no Christmas in the Bible, yet some of you so foolish and stupid. How did Paul write that? Old foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? You've been bewitched. Old foolish Americans bewitched. And then some of you going to sit up there and celebrate the slaughter of 700 indigenous people of the land. The Europeans came over and slaughtered the Indians, and y'all going to celebrate Thanksgiving. Some of you, I ain't got to worry about some of you because you can't afford a turkey. I mean, the prices of damn meats done went up 26%. Turkey is up 26%. Beef is up 30%. So we got to worry about it. The inflation in itself, which is nothing but a damn insulated tax. I guarantee you ain't got no 30% pay raise in your check. Don't let me get it. Let me try to stay with this, man, before I get off on this. $5 for a turkey. How about you get a 30-06 or a Remington 270? Find your piece of field. Go out there and shoot it, field dress it, and quarter and put it in the freezer until time for you to eat it.
Truly,
but just don't eat it during Thanksgiving. I can't believe that people in America claiming to be people of truth will still celebrate Halloween, Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving. It just don't make sense, man. People got to be a hell of a lot more intelligent than that, right? Or maybe I'm giving them too much credit.
Not me.
Anyway. So we have the doctors of baptism, right? I think the issue and trouble is this. I'm going to say it like this, all right? The problem that we're dealing with today is we're dealing with all these people with all these esoteric doctrines, all this Eastern mysticism. We're dealing with all these doctrines that Paul warned Timothy and all them. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, that some are going to depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines. Doctrines is teachings, right?
Yes.
Teachings of what?
Devils.
Devils. They have their mind and conscience seared with a hot iron.
Seared.
Burned, etched in. Can't even move it no more. It's kind of like reprobate.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. And these spirits are going to teach. They're going to command you to abstain from meats. First of all, they're going to be forbidden to marry. And then they're going to command you to abstain from meats, which Yah has created to be received. Now, I don't know where you're going to find it out. I'm going to make the law.
Amen.
It gives you a dietary law in Leviticus 11.
Here.
Deuteronomy 14 is a dietary law, right there in the law.
Yes.
And you get a spirit that's going to command you to abstain from what Yah has already created to be received. These are doctrines of devils. He laid it out clear.
Yes.
What's the problem? And now we got to sit up here and visit the doctors of baptism. Laying on of hands. But I'll tell you what the problem issue today is. Listen, we're going to go to John 4:23. If you do not know who the Messiah is, then for sure you are none of his. Because he told you, all of us, told the apostles, told us why we're here. He said this clearly. You have weak in the spirit, Romans 14. You know, listen. Yah, the creator of the universe, is seeking and searching for true worshipers.
True.
And those true worshipers are the ones that worship him in spirit
and in him.
True.
In.
Read John 4:23-24, teach. Come on with it. We're going to try to, I'm going to try my best not to get so passionate. We're going to try to keep this so we don't get the hollering screams so everybody can understand, because we get filled with the Holy Spirit and we just take off. Come on with it.
But the hour comes.
Mm-hmm.
And now is. When the true worshipers.
What kind of worshipers?
True worshipers.
So if there's a true, then there automatically has to be a false. So he's making emphasis, putting emphasis on, and giving you identifying marks of what true worshipers are all about. What a true worshiper is going to do, what teach?
Shall worship the Father.
How are they going to worship the Father?
In spirit.
And what?
In spirit.
And?
And in truth.
Now I want you to go to Psalms 100:3. Y'all want to teach up, y'all want to write this down, and y'all want to keep up, because we're going to move right here. We got to move. We got to look around the cover here. We got the ladies' foundation, though, okay? Because in order for you to understand the doctrines of baptisms and laying on of hands, sorry, we got to go this route. Read.
Know that Yahweh, he is Elohim.
Stop. So that Yahweh himself is Elohim. Or the King James says, know that the Lord your God is God. Mind you. Read.
He has made us.
So Elohim made us.
Yes, he did.
God made us. Yah made us. Is that right?
Amen.
Come on.
And we are his.
And we are what?
We are his.
And?
The people. And the sheep. Of his pasture.
Boy, that's going to get ugly tonight, brother. Cause it just sounds like Messiah, don't it? Man.
Oh, yes.
Go to Jeremiah 10:10, teach. Y'all write all this down. Daniel, write this. Kabir, y'all write this down. Rob, write this down. Rob out there in Virginia. Come on.
But Yah.
D.C. Come on.
But Yah is the true Elohim.
Wait a minute. The what Elohim?
True Elohim.
That means something if he just says just Elohim or mighty one, but he say he's a
true Elohim.
Come on.
He is the living Elohim.
He says I'm the God of the living and not the dead, right? Mm-hmm. Come on.
And an everlasting king.
Read.
At his wrath, the earth shall tremble.
And the earth shall do what?
Tremble. And the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation.
Now, mind you, Jeremiah just got finished telling you that this Yah is the true Elohim. Is that right? David said in Psalms that he is the Elohim that have made us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Isaiah, yes, Yahya, says in Isaiah 45:4-8, I'm not going to interrupt. I'm trying my best. Believe me, y'all don't understand how much physical constraint that I'm using right now. I am trying my best. I'm not trying to suppress. I'm just trying to keep it down because I want y'all to hear the scriptures.
Yes.
But y'all don't understand what it takes for me to just choke this down. I'm a preacher. All right. Isaiah 45:4. I'm going to inject just a little, but not much.
Amen.
Do verse 8 read, teach.
For Jacob.
For who?
For Jacob.
Israel, come on.
Jacob. My servant.
Uh-huh.
And Israel, mine elect.
Come on.
Have even called thee by your name. I have surnamed you.
Now
you have not known me.
Well,
I am Yah, and there is none else.
Wait. You are, King James will say, God.
Or Lord.
Yeah, it will say God in this instance. And there is nobody else. In other words, I don't give a damn what these people tell you out there. Listen, the nations may have mighty ones, but they are not the Elohim.
Amen.
They are not the creator.
Not the creator, no.
There's emphasis added what they're putting to. And guess what? There will not be another God serving on a throne in conjunction and in lieu of the Most High.
True.
There is only one. Hear, O Israel. Yahweh, your Elohim, is a God. One. There ain't no two or three gods. Not in this instance.
No,
it ain't. Now we're speaking Israel. This is basic knowledge. But if you don't understand this, you can't understand baptism. Because by the time we do get to Matthew 28, you're going to be all confused. We got to lay this foundation. Come on.
There is no Elohim beside me. I girded you, so you have not known me.
Look at that.
That they may know from the rising of the sun.
From the what?
Rising of the sun.
Come on, teach.
And from the west. That there is none beside me.
Come on.
I am Yah. I am the Elohim, and there is none else.
I hope y'all hearing this. Come on.
I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yah, do all these things.
All these things. Come on.
Drop down, you heavens, from above. Let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together.
Come on.
I, Yahweh Elohim, have created it.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Now, go to Isaiah 45:15. Just drop on down. Come on.
Verily, thou art an Elohim.
You are what?
An Elohim.
Read all the way to verse 18. Come on.
Then hide yourself, O Elohim of Israel, Savior. But Israel shall be saved in Yah with an everlasting salvation.
Dang, you was going to get a hell of a lot better than this. I'm telling you, you better have your pen and paper. Come on.
You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
I guess you get your meaning in John 3:16, but come on with it.
Well, that said, yeah.
What did he say?
That created the heavens. Yah himself.
Only one, right?
Yeah, only one.
Come on.
Yah himself that formed the earth and made it.
But what we going to do when we get over to the renewed covenant, where Paul was writing to the assemblies over there, and he says that Jesus Christ was the creator of all things then. We will get there. Come on.
Yah himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited.
Come on.
I, Yah, there is none else.
There is none else. Now on page 5 over there, I want y'all to listen to me. I don't want y'all to listen to this right. This is Deuteronomy 32, verse 39. Deuteronomy 32, verse 39. Y'all make sure y'all highlight this. Underline this. Put a light in it. Bells, whistles, and everything else. We're going to the law. Reteach.
See now that I.
And the subject is Yah himself. Yah, well, come on.
Even I.
And what?
Am he.
Listen to what he said. Hold. Now, we'll slow this down for a second because I want y'all to understand. You got people trying to teach you out here that there are two Elohims. There are three mighty ones.
there, you know, the creative universe, and he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in conjunction working in personalities with him. Bullshit. Listen to what he says himself. Read.
See now that I, even I, am he. And there is no Elohim with me.
There's no what?
Elohim with me.
There's no Elohim what?
With me.
There is no other God. There is no other mighty one with him. That's a dagger in itself right there.
Amen.
That's a dagger in itself right there. What did he say?
I kill.
And
I make alive.
There ain't no Trinity. Come on.
I wound.
Uh-huh.
And I heal.
And come on.
Easier. Is there any that can deliver out of my hand?
There ain't nobody that can deliver out of his hand. Go with him, Matthew 22:41. Back on to Matthew 22:41 through 46. I'm teaching you a lot of reading here. You better get this. You better get this and better get this through your thick head and let it sink in real good. You only have one chance at this life. You better pray that you get it right on this go-around because you ain't going to be no do-overs. Read.
While the Pharisees were gathered together.
So we're going to find out who is the son of Messiah. All right?
Jesus asked him.
Who is the son of Messiah? Come on.
Saying, what think you of the anointed one?
What do you think of the Messiah? What do you think of Christ? Come on.
Whose son is he?
Who is he?
They say of him, the son of David.
And that, they all knew that, though, didn't they? Come on.
He said unto them, how then does David, in spirit, call him master?
Woo-wee. You got these ignoramuses out here trying to teach you that David is king, is going to be ruling in Jerusalem. How is it that David said to my Lord or my master, what did he say?
Saying, the master said unto my master.
No, wait. Let's slow this down. The master said unto my master, what did he say?
Sit you on my right hand.
Sit on my what?
Right hand.
And you people, King James translation again, your right hand, you think it's literally your right hand. It's the power.
Power.
Come on.
Till I make your enemies your footstool.
Footstool, come on.
If David did call him master.
If he did call him master, then how in the hell can he sit up there and say what?
How is he his son?
How is he his son then? Listen, when you remove your head out of your four point of contact, if you can. Because I'm telling you, Yahshua told you in John 8, if you don't believe that I'm he, you will die in your sin. And, of course, we got the same answer today, verse 46.
And no man was able to answer him a word.
Now we're going back to the prophets. Malachi chapter 2, verse 10. Listen.
Have we not all one father?
How many fathers?
One.
How many?
One.
We all have what?
One father.
One father. Come on.
Hath not one Elohim created us?
Have not one Elohim created us. Come on.
Why do we deal treacherously?
It don't make any sense. If only one Elohim created us, why are we dealing treacherously? What?
Every man against his brother.
By doing what?
By profaning the covenant of our fathers?
You think we're laying too much groundwork? I'll tell you what, let's go on into it real quick. Let's go over to Matthew 28. Page 4, let's go to Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Here's the crux of the matter. Oh, we just told y'all chapter and verse. I thought we did. We didn't.
Oh, we have to.
The last one we said was, I know it was Malachi.
Listen, here, take me out of here. Come on.
Malachi 2:10, I know we did. Maybe we
are point.
Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Come on, teach.
Go you, therefore.
And do what?
And teach all nations.
And do what?
Baptizing
them. That's what we're here tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
baptizing them
in the name
of what?
Of the Father.
Uh-huh.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Now, I got a question. Yahshua's doing the talking right here, right? My question is, did Peter, did he do exactly what Yahshua said, or did he defy him?
He was on point.
Y'all hear me? Y'all listen to me? Did Peter obey? Remind you, he was there during the death, burial, and resurrection.
Yes.
He was there on the day of Pentecost. He's doing a preaching on the day of Pentecost. Right? Did he do exactly what Jesus said, or did he defy him? Read on, teach.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always.
Remember, he says, I want you to go and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? Acts 2:38, teach. Watch this. Watch this. That's why I asked the question, did Peter defy what Yahshua said? Come on.
Then Peter said unto them.
What did he say?
Repent.
Do what?
Repent.
And do what?
And be baptized.
How?
Every one of you.
Every one of you. How do y'all do that?
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Is this Peter saying this?
It
did say, then Peter said, right?
Then Peter said.
Yes.
Peter said.
Mm-hmm.
Simone Kaplan. Peter said.
Name.
Yes. So if Yahshua said, baptize him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, then guess what? Then Peter is fulfilling his promise when he opened Acts 2:38, right?
Yes, he is.
Read.
In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
So Yeshua HaMashiach is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Come on.
For the remission of sins.
And then what you'll do?
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
It's probably the reason why that many of you churches and your religious people out there, y'all powerless.
Come on.
You don't have no problem. You don't do nothing. You don't lay hands on the sick. They don't recover. You don't cast out devils. You don't do any of this stuff because you're not really truly not born again. You're religious, but you're not born again.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you're full of fallen fashion, but you're not born again.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know him. You're none of his.
Truth.
You don't speak in tongues as a spirit give utterance because your church don't believe that. Even though it's all in the book. Revelation 1:1.
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there you go. Read it just like it says in the King James. Come on, teach.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him.
What did God? He gave unto him what he did.
To show unto his servants.
What's going
to
take what?
Things which must shortly come to pass.
And we have a key part coming up here. Everybody listening, right? Key part coming up here. Read.
And he sent it. He sent and signified it by his angel.
Stop. He sent and signified this by his
angel.
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 Read.
Unto his servant, John.
Now, we're going to skip around here to bring this together because it's a long time before they bring it in, right? Revelation 22, verse 6.
And he said unto me.
What did he say?
These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the prophets sent his angels.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Sent his angel.
Yes.
Sent his angel.
Yes.
Send his angel.
Send his angel.
Read.
To show unto his servants.
To show unto his servants.
The things which must shortly be done.
All this was sent by what? His angel, right?
Angel. That's, yes.
His angel. Get your Bible. Go on down a little bit farther in there and read that red right there. It says Revelation 22, verse 16.
Hi, Jesus.
have did what?
Have sent my angel.
Now, wait a minute. The Lord God is the one who sent his angel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how in the world you jump from that, then all of a sudden at the end of this, I, Jesus, I, Yahshua, have sent my angel. How do you miss it? This ain't no code to those of us who got the revelation of who he is.
Yes.
Do I know we just read over the revelation? I know we just read 1:1 that the Most High God is going to send his angel. I know we read that.
We did.
We read 22:6 that Yahweh, Elohim, of the holy prophet sent his angel.
Sent his angel?
Angel.
Yes.
And then we get over here to Revelation 22:16 in the same thing. That's why I keep telling me be careful about this businessship. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify. My angel, Jesus sent his angel. What more proof do you need that he's Yah? Finish reading.
Unto you, these things in the churches, the assemblies. I am the root and the offspring of David.
The reason why he said it is because Yah had to prepare him an earth suit called flesh. He had to come through the line of David.
Yes.
Come through the line of David, which came from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Boaz, all the way down. Got to.
Yes.
Got to.
Amen.
Read.
And the bright and morning star.
So the Almighty, Jesus Christ, sent his angel, right? Revelations, chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. Watch this.
That hurt. To see the voice that spoke with me.
I turned to see a voice that spake unto me, and what did it do?
Being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks.
How many golden candlesticks?
7 golden candlesticks.
3.
And in the midst of the 7 candlesticks, 1 like unto the Son of Man.
2.
1.
3.
1.
4.
1.
5.
1.
2 heads.
1.
3 heads.
1.
1 like unto what?
The Son of Man,
come on,
clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were like wool.
Like what?
Wool.
Hair and head like wool, come on.
White as snow.
Come on.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
Man, that's something to see. We see something like it, isn't it? Come on.
And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun that shines in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not.
Now, here's the key part. Fear not.
I am.
This is one like the Son of Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am what?
I am.
What?
He first.
First.
And the last.
Read.
I am.
What?
He that lives.
And
was dead. And behold.
What?
I am alive forevermore.
The what?
Amen.
And he has the keys of what?
And I have the keys of hell and of death.
If you're the Alpha and Omega, you're the first and the last. The beginning and the end.
Ooh.
There ain't no substitutes.
Mm.
Is that right?
That's a whole no.
Now, we're going to go up a few verses in the same chapter and read verse 8. Listen to what he said.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said Yah, which is, which was, and and which is to come.
That means he was before creation. He was in creation. And which is to come again. The what?
The Almighty.
Jesus is getting a little bit bold with this stuff, isn't he? He literally just called himself the Almighty. What did the prophet say in Isaiah 44, verse 6? Read.
Read as King James says,
yes.
Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel.
Come on.
And his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last.
That sounds like what we just read over in Revelation.
Yes.
Read.
And beside me, there is no will, there is no God.
What's going on, teach? Because we got this Jesus Christ proclaiming himself to be God, Elohim. I told y'all, the problem today is y'all too busy trying to bring down the mighty Elohim to like carnal man.
Yes.
David said, if I make my bed in hell, you're there.
Yes, sir.
You're everywhere. So you mean tell me y'all, who is a spirit, can't make himself and prepare himself a body and then call it the son of y'all? Because it comes directly from him? You people are something else. And then that same son of y'all says, all power.
Oh. Oh.
Boy, T, this is getting old. You know what I mean? This is really truly getting old, though. You know, all power is given unto me in what?
Heaven
and in earth. You know, I've got some verses over here. Let's go to 1 Timothy 3:16. Go to page 3, 1 Timothy 3:16. I want y'all to hear this. Yeah, they lying to y'all.
Yes.
I'm trying to help save y'all soul alive through the word of the Most High God. He's the only one that is y'all the living.
Yes.
Living. Come on.
And without controversy.
Without a bunch of confusion. Without a bunch of division and discord. Come on.
Great is the mystery of God.
He said it was great, didn't he? Mm-hmm. So let's see what he says.
God was manifest in the flesh.
Change yourself. Come on.
Justified in the spirit.
Remember, they said they seen him. They thought it was a spirit. Come on.
Seen of angels.
Oh. Man. Come on.
Priest unto the Gentiles.
Wait a minute. God did all this?
Oh, yeah.
He did all this?
Yeah, that's great mystery. Oh, I mean.
I mean, the angels, they saw him.
Yep.
And they said, behold, look at him. Come on.
Believed on in the world.
And what else did this God do?
Received up into glory.
That's over in Acts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seen above 500, and next thing you know, he's going up into the air.
Yes, 500.
Oh, okay. Isaiah 9:6 at the very top of the page, prophet said.
For unto us.
What?
A child is born.
Uh-huh.
Unto us.
A what?
A son is given.
Come on.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
So the subject is child that is born. And this child is a son. Is that right? That's given.
Amen. Given.
What did he say, teach?
And his name.
No, we're talking about the son,
name.
The child. The name. You know, messengers of the name. Messengers of the name. Come on.
Shall be called.
What is the name going to be called?
Wonderful.
Ooh. I remember when Abraham said, just tell me your name. And the Most High said, why do you inquire after my name? Why should I tell you my name, seeing it is wonderful? Ooh, see, this is cutting. This is scathing.
Woo!
This is cutting like a knife. This is cutting.
Oh, boy.
Cutting.
My goodness, not me.
Ooh. Hey! Come on.
Counselor,
The what?
The mighty God.
Wait a minute. Wonderful counsel, the mighty what?
God.
The mighty what?
God.
The mighty what?
God.
So the subject matter is the son. Is that right? A child. Who's the son?
Mm-hmm.
Who the whole entire government is going to be upon. His name shall be called Wonderful Counsel of the Mighty Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
What?
The Everlasting Father.
Listen, I'm going to quote what he said in John 8. If you don't believe this, he, if you do not believe that he is he, you will die in your sin. Read on.
The Prince of Peace.
Isaiah 7:14, come on with it.
King James, therefore the Lord himself.
What did he say?
Shall give you a sign.
So, the creator of the universe is going to give what?
A sign.
Come on.
Behold, a virgin. A virgin shall conceive.
Now that is a sign. Because virgins don't conceive unless there's something going on. But this one, the Immaculate Conception is what all the names get to it. But the sign is going to be a virgin conceiving. Come on.
And bear a son.
Bear what?
A son.
Already called it, but way before ultrasound. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And shall call his name.
What is the son's name going to be?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel who?
Emmanuel.
Now, we hear by Emmanuel all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now let's go to Matthew 1:23, and let's see what Emmanuel means.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child.
Sounds like Isaiah, don't it? Come on.
Shall bring forth a son.
Sounds like Isaiah 7:14. Come on.
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
I know that they're quoting from Isaiah 7:14 now. Read on.
Which being interpreted.
So they interpreted. What is this son? Is this son is interpreted as what?
God.
The mighty one or Elohim or Yahweh himself what?
With us.
Listen, we can only preach it. We can't give it a revelation. We can't hope you understand it. Only he can hope you understand it. You might understand the scripture, but if you don't get this by now, you ain't none of his. Huh? Let's go to Ephesians 4. Let's read verse 4 through 6, all right? Come on, we'll teach.
There is one body.
How many bodies?
One body.
So guess what? The Catholic, the Methodist, the Apostolics of all flavors, the Pentecostals of all flavors, the Baptists of all flavors, the Church of Christ of all flavors, the Seventh-day Adventists and all of them, none of them are the body of Messiah. He said there's only one body. Those people are of another body that includes Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Islam, all of it. None of these are part of the body. Read.
And one spirit. Even as you are called into one hope of your call.
And Paul is going to break this down to the church of Ephesus. I want y'all to listen very closely. Read.
One Lord.
One what?
One Lord.
One mighty one. One master.
One faith.
Only one way to believe.
One baptism.
Only one way to be immersed.
One God.
One Elohim.
And one Father of all.
But did they call that child their son or father in Isaiah 9:6-7:14 and Matthew 1:23? Come on.
Shall they go?
Yeah.
Who is above all and through all and in you all.
problem is we got a lot of people blaspheming that holy name. They become so wise in their conceits and in their doctrines, read so many books and everything else, they think they can trump Yah. Yet, I will submit to you the acid test. Teach these people are powerless.
Yes.
They ain't laid no hands on nobody. They'll not cast out no devils. Don't even know what to do.
That body has no power?
No power whatsoever. They have no idea. And if you have not the spirit of Messiah, you are none of his. We're in some serious trouble. In this daytime and hour, we're living in some very serious trouble. Listen, there are a lot of people out there that are vying for the attention of the people of this earth.
Come on.
Those of us who got our feet above ground. But the remnant, we're only a few. Just a few. We can't give you the ears to hear. If you're going to hear, you're going to come on out to the mountainside. Just like Yahshua, he couldn't preach in the synagogue.
No.
He had to go to the hillside.
Yes, he did.
Where 5,000 people showed up.
Yes.
You're going to have to forsake your churches and your mosque and your synagogues and all this other mess. You got to come on out to the wilderness. Come out to the mountainside.
Follow him.
We'll teach you.
Yes.
We are Israelites. We are chosen, called and chosen by the Most High Yah himself. Living set apart in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. People who have the spirit of truth. The ones who he has shown favor upon. How'd I do, man? Keeping myself under wraps tonight. You know, I did try to, I get loud, brother.
You'll face yourself.
Yeah, I tried to make sure that everybody would, no little misunderstanding, they could hear the word.
Yes.
Because faith come by.
Hearing
by the
word of Yah.
How I do?
Did well.
Because I'm telling you, it's tough. It's very tough. It's extremely tough teaching.
You just laid the foundations, the basics.
And hey, I can still pick it up from here and run on more.
Yes.
We can run now. I promise we can. I think the problem is, I really truly think the problem is that rather than hearing the word of Yah, we're too busy trying to hear men. I'll give you an example. If I say teacher, turn to John chapter 8 and read verse 21, all the way to verse 24. So if I say John 8, verse 21 through 24, all right? So watch this. If he reads this, and he's going to read the words of Messiah. So now, just because I called John chapter 8, verse 21, that's all I did. But faith come by hearing. And hearing by the
word of Yah.
And Yahshua is the word became flesh. Is that making any sense to any of y'all out there? So what he said is the same thing even from the beginning. And it's going to be in from everlasting to everlasting. It ain't going to change. It's forever settled in heaven. Read.
This said Jesus again unto thee.
What did he say?
I go my way.
Now notice, Joshua said, I'm going my way. But watch this.
And you shall seek me.
You won't try to find me because after all, I got you all stirred up. I done talked your whole game. I done exposed you, your religious hoaxers and everything else. Read on.
And shall die in your sins.
All you Pharisees, every single one of you will die in your sins. You know the reason why people die in sins? Because they won't repent. Read on.
Whither I go, you cannot come.
You can't come. You ain't going the same place I'm going.
Then said the Jews.
Look at them. Look at them now. Look at them now. They're showing out. Come on.
Will he kill himself?
Now, why is they equating that with he kill himself? Read on, teach. Watch this.
Will he kill himself because he said, Whither I go, ye cannot come.
That's a reasoning thought pattern, Jose. Come on.
And he said unto them.
What did he say?
You are from beneath.
Nice. In other words, if we used to break this down to everyday common language of today, guess what Jesus is doing? He's talking shit. That's basically what he's doing. Look at here, you damn ignoramus and fools. You are from beneath.
I am from above.
Read.
You are of this world.
You are of this world, and that's all your ass know. Come on.
I am not of this world.
Teach, how much more simple can you put that?
How much more simple can you put that? Woo. True.
Read.
I said, therefore, unto you.
What do you say?
That you shall die in your sins.
You're going to die in your what?
Your sins.
You're going to die in your what?
Your sins.
Why?
For if you believe not that I am he.
What are you going to do?
You shall die in your sins.
You will die in your sins. And that's the problem today. You got people out there teaching Jesus ain't God. Yahshua is not God. You got people out there teaching two or three gods. Every single one of them fools is going to die in their sins. Every single one of them going to die in their sins. Every single one. And you know, it's after death, you watching because they know I'm doing shit. Am I telling the truth? They don't speak in tongues. They don't cast out devils. They don't heal sick. They don't lay hands up. Now, they don't do none. They don't do none of the work of the kingdom. And not only that, if they're servants of Yah, then they would be joined with the servants of Yah. Man, I don't want to hear that mess. Read.
Then said they unto him, who are you? Mm. And Jesus said unto him, even I, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning.
From the what?
From the beginning.
From the what?
From the beginning.
Come on.
I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father.
It's bad. It's bad, teach. It's really that bad. So here we are. We've been young whippersnappers. Now we're old. We're getting old. Teach and I both, we're 55 years old now. We've been in this thing, what we can truly say from our youth up. Because if you think your ass grown at 24 and 25 years old, you got another damn thing coming. You ain't nothing, ain't nothing grown about you but a bunch of stupidity and foolishness. Sure do thank the Father we heard his voice. What about you?
Oh, hallelujah.
We here.
Yes, we're constrained.
Well, I hear that there is a... There's a guy that's doing a documentary. I don't understand for the life of me why they don't let this man rest in peace, but this guy wants to... somebody's doing a documentary. He was down there at the Overcoming Ministry. Well, brother's there before he passed away this year. He was actually living on the land. Brother Sarah told me he could live on the land and document this. And then one Saturday morning, woke up, Brother Sarah died. And he got in touch with Kabir. And he said the one thing that Brother Sarah always did was spoke favorably of Pastor Dow. Can you believe that? Didn't mention nothing too much about anybody else. He mentioned vaguely here, and he said I went and checked them out, and they were crazy. I.e. Dawee Roberts.
Yeah.
He says, but Pastor Dow, he's got it right. He's going to listen to the voice of y'all. He's got it right. I should have did what he... That's what he said. So now you know what they're doing. They're looking for an interview. They want to come and talk to me. They want to interview me. All you got to do is look at Kabir's interviews. My question is this. The man, time has come and is gone.
Definitely.
Why you want me in a documentary? I ain't spoke to the man over 20-something years. How much sense does it make? But he mentioned your name, Pastor Dowell. He spoke favorably of you. Okay, hand. And no choice but to, because I've not done nothing to offend. Not him.
It's true. It's true. Amen.
Let the man rest.
Yes.
I know a lot of you people are mad and upset because I told you, when all this stuff was going down, ain't nothing going to happen to him. Are you full of envy? Are you bitter? Because nothing didn't happen to him. Now he's going to meet his judge, like we all are going to. So it may be complex down here on this earth. I would say the old saying that I heard a long, long time ago. Whatever's hidden on this earth is open scandal and Shemaim. Ain't nobody going to get by. Truth is, you better hope that not only you, but myself and everybody else, we didn't despise the favor of Yah. Mm-hmm. That we make sure we repented of. I think the problem to teach today is that people get caught up with so much of themselves. They start being low base minded and comparing themselves amongst themselves.
Yes.
Getting envious and jealous and think that, well, I'm not going to be satisfied until you say I'm sorry or you repent or something like that. But when I saw Paul, man, he would take the low road every single time.
Yes.
I'll take the low road. You want to take the low road?
Yes. Wisdom in that.
I think, what was the scripture saying? I would suffer to be defrauded.
Yes.
I would. Just so you can be exalted.
Yes. We know in God's that judgment and that testimony really matters.
This temporal stuff ain't worth two dead flies.
Amen.
We better start centering our attention and focus on eternal. We had a couple of trolls in here tonight. No big deal. You're supposed to be there. Somebody got to be submitted to Satan. No.
Yeah.
Other than that, the people of the kingdom, they got fed here tonight. Yeah. Hey, it was pretty good. We thank each and every last one of you for being here tonight. We truly, truly do. It never, ever seems like when we're on this blog talk, we're going to be here this long.
True.
Now, we're going to end up stopping 15, 20 minutes early. Mm-hmm. But still, it don't never seem like it's going to ever be that long when we sit down in this chair.
Yes, yes, very true.
Overcomer Ministry. I don't think it's Pastor Rice or nothing like that. I'm going to try to reach out to them to see if there's a doorway for me to go down there and speak to them people. Mm-hmm. The only people I will let go there is myself, you, and Elder Doug, and that's it. Myself, you, Elder Doug, Dick, and Bell. We're the only ones that need to go.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Old timers. People they're familiar with. Mother Carol, Sister Vicki, Sister Diane. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Wouldn't do no good to everybody else. Hope we can be able to, if it be the Father's will, raise them up and turn them to the real true Messiah. Mm-hmm. Yahweh Elohim. You know what? That was a scripture, man. I wanted to open 1 Timothy. Let me get my Bible here. 1 Timothy. We're going to read this. We're going to call it tonight, all right? We got to read this because we can't get out of here without this one. Y'all bear with me for just 1 second. Let me look at my Bible right here real quick. So we have got to read this one. And maybe I got it wrong. Let me see if I close it up on my computer. I think, let me see if I did. Maybe it's Titus. Let me look. There it is. Titus 2:13. Titus 2:13! Guys, on my computer right here. Y'all ready? We're going to end on this one.
Hey, believe it or not, I don't care what the hell is going on in this world. It's not worth eternal life. I'm all about saving souls. I can't do it if there's only one Savior. But he can use us as instruments and tools in his hand. After all, he's the potter. We are the clay. And we are here to be instruments to be used of him. And I want to try to get as many souls as I can to the true Jesus Christ, the true Yahshua, as I can. And to give him all praise and all glory and all honor. Because if it wasn't for him, we ain't nothing anyway. I want y'all to check out this Titus 2:13 read.
Looking for that blessed hope.
Hold on. So we should be looking for that blessed hope.
And the glorious appearance.
And the what kind of appearance?
Glorious appearance.
Of what?
Of the great God.
Ooh, of the great Elohim, the great mighty one, of the great God and
our Savior.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
How much more plain can you get from that? How much more plain can you get from that? What do you think, Teach?
Amen.
It's
sealed up.
It is sealed up. Yes. We thank each and every last one of you for being with us here tonight. We do a live thing coming up next. And with that said, we're going to sing y'all blessings. I hope to see y'all Shabbat morning. Be the Father's will, and we believe it is his will. But we hope to see y'all then, all right? Shabbat morning. Love y'all, Israel. I appreciate each and every last one of you who contribute by way of Cash App, PayPal, or whatever. Can you believe we had some trolls come in and said, wow, look at them Cash Apps. They just mad because ain't nobody giving to them.
True. Envy.
When did I even ask for somebody to give?
No.
The book didn't say ask. It does say ask, you shall receive. But the book also says, and nobody won't cover this, give, and it shall be given unto you. So if you give of your substance and stuff, what reward are you looking for? What you gave or what Yah will in return give to you based on his work? See, the focus and attention is way off.
Oh, yes. So true.
I bless y'all. Make sure the channel and everything gets out because, listen, we're in some dire straits. Pay attention to my Pastor Dow channel morning thing on YouTube. It's probably political.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get y'all over to this side where y'all can have ears to hear of what's really going on. I love y'all. I bless you all. Bless Brother Steve. Brother Steve's got a portable solar thing he's working on. Still working, doing good, too. Israel, I love y'all. Joseph feels miserable hot. Nah, I bless y'all. Y'all be encouraged, Monkey Bastard. Thank you for your donation, man. Bless y'all. Looking forward to the Lion's Den, the sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming king. Love y'all, too, over in Australia.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless
y'all.
Bless
over in Australia and the Philippines.
Philippines, bless.
And Alaska. And Mexico. And Canada. And the UK. And Kenya. I'm on. I keep going to South Africa. Duck, you need to keep going. And Germany. And anyway, I bless you all. I love you all.
Yeah,
they know strong and victorious by the coming name of our soon coming King. Y'all, so I'm going to see Jesus Christ. Go on. Close it out here, teach.